My golly, there's a stranger in 0TR mobile.
0TR KB4CBA. I hope you're doing well today, Tom. I was talking with Tal yesterday, and he said something about you, and I said, yeah, I know Tom. He's got a good face for radio.
The one, maybe a two. The truth does hurt. Oh, shoot. Well, let me turn that radio down some more. We're heading back from Costco's and Sam's over here and headed towards home, Dave. How you been doing?
Well, doing good. I was just trying to get a rise out of you. I figured if you were listening on the radio, you would come back with something, so... I said, well, evidently, he must not be listening, because I know Tom would have said something about that. But anyway, I just finished playing tennis, and we start at 10:30 now, and I've got a clinic at 6 o'clock. So how are you guys doing?
Well, my response should have been, your face is killing me. Oh, all right, to this car slamming on the brakes in front of us here. Oh, we're over in, what's this bird here, Mom? Lyman or someplace like that. Kind of over here to the east of our place and heading towards home. Well, my triple bypass surgery's going okay, except for my feet are swelling still badly where they took the... veins out to jump around, to shunt around my heart. It's not very easy to sleep with your feet burning up, but other than that, pretty good, Dave.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people that have had, where they've had the veins taken out of their legs, that hurts worse than than the rest of the surgery, but... of course, now, I reckon they had to crack open your chest, but some of the surgeries, they don't even have to do that. They go in from the side and cut your recovery time down 75%.
That would have been great. No, bypass surgery is still the same from what I hear from everybody. I'm doing cardiac rehab now and walking on those recumbent bicycles that go nowhere. But, the feet, they just swell pretty unbelievable. But, you know, Bernice, her cousin... what's your name? Back to Mary Joan. Her husband died here a while back. He had a heart attack. And she said his feet swelled so much and his legs swelled so much that he couldn't get his jeans on. So I ain't complaining compared to that. And he was a great guy, too, by the way. Feel sorry for her. But I guess we get up that age. The good Lord's got a finite number on each one of us, Dave.
You're true. Hang on just a minute. I got to place my order here at the drive-thru.
No problem. We're on the highway.
I'm on the back side of this building. Am I hitting the repeater?
Oh, yeah. Very solid. I heard they went up there the other day. I don't know if they've done anything or not, but the repeater's been doing pretty well, I thought. And still a little bit of interference, but not a great deal. But, we're over here on 29, coming up where that new high school was built around Lyman. And, I've been getting along fine, and we just not getting out much. We've been going to grocery stores and things like that. And, you know, Walmart, the doctors, Jiminy. Deals and deals, Dave.
Well, sorry to put you on hold, but now I'm at the window, so, here they come. So I better jump out of here. Just another second, KB4CBA. 0TR, KB4CBA.
Yard, Depp Creek Road and 29. I'm going to turn that radio back down. Oh, the trees are starting to turn. It's a beautiful time of year, and I'm just happy to be here. And I got around a heart attack, you might say. They did a cath, and they said my artery looked like spaghetti, and they couldn't put a stent in it. So hopefully they'll give me a few more years to aggravate you, Dave.
They should have just made spaghetti out of that.
He's still in there. They just put a shunt in, is what we called it in the electrical world. A jumper, in other words. I hope they didn't use Radio Shack jumpers. They never was worth a hoot.
Remember where I got my jumpers from when I worked on cars. I may have got them from parts. They may have gotten them for us, and I have no idea where they came from. I miss Radio Shack for some things. I mean, you know, it just, but anyway, you know, like they say, the only thing that's constant in life is change.
And it gets very fast once you get retired. It seems like the years go faster. Well, I used to use them Radio Shack jumpers until I had one of them. I short-circuited 12 volts on something working on a car. I don't remember what it was. And they're about a number 20-gauge wire, and that thing just went like a firecracker fuse right in my hand. Made a nice little mark across it, too. I didn't do that again. But whenever I'd buy them, the first thing I'd do is I would push the little rubber back off of it and solder them, because they were just tacked on there electronically or some way. And I'd solder them solid. They worked pretty well after that. But if you didn't solder them, it might cost you several hours when you're troubleshooting because they're open circuit.
Well, I'm getting in a really bad place, so I don't know if they've improved the area. If I'm getting ready to get by Wade Hampton High School, coming up on the traffic light. Oops, looks like I'm going to have to stop at the traffic light. But anyway, yeah, we were, we had to run voltage through the DC voltage through the wire to check for continuity. Because you just have one strand of wire that's broken, and the rest of them could be broken, and it would show continuity. You know, you'd have a voltage drop if all the strands.
Hey, Dave, and you are in the Shadow Parish Mountain. We're getting in the Wally world, and so I better let you go. KV4CBA in 0TR.
All right. Well, get your mask consumables, and we will talk to you later. Bernice, make it behave. In 0TR, KV4CBA Mobile.